The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
A little bit of everything, and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Thursday morning, and high above us is a teacher from South Mountain Community College, I think, that the lady's up there in the SpaceX. I always talk about wanting to do space travel and flying in that giant Jeff Bezos phallus would be awesome. That seems great. The Richard Branson Virgin shot that went up into the space and did a couple flips and then came back. That seems good. This one, no thanks. And not because I'm afraid of space.
Trust the billionaire in charge?
Totally trust the billionaire. What's it, Isaacman?
I think so, yeah.
He just runs a payments processing center and made $1 billion in his 20s. Kid's amazing. This one I don't. This is not because of space or because of launching or because I don't trust. First off, I like a roller coaster to have somebody who knows how to stop it within touching distance.
That's fair.
That's check one.
Those methy guys at the state fair and
at
stuff?
At least they're nearby.
I guess.
This one is an all. This is like us four yahoos getting shot up into space. Are you going to be like, hey, Brady's got it? You know, it's a slingshot. It's three goddamn days, and nobody knows what they're doing.
Brady'd be like, pretty sure it's that one.
Yeah. Second, I don't want to spend 3 days in a hotel room with three strangers. And I don't want Brady and you fiddle fart, with all that equipment nearby. 100%. You'd crash us in a second. I don't know who I'm going up there with, and I don't want to do it. There's no pilots. I
mean, safe as kittens with me.
That Jason, what's it, the Isaacman guy is a pilot, but I mean of like Piper 181s and stuff that you land at Deer Valley Airport. I don't know what he's flying, but he ain't flying, you know, these automated super machines. I'm not going up there without somebody going, don't worry about it. We don't even do like remotes for the radio station in the parking lot without an engineer nearby going, I got this if it all falls
apart.
That's true. I'm not going to space with
you. We learned
you
the hard
three.
Way on that one.
Always. Well, yeah, because if they're not coming with, then if it's not working, Toledo shoving a screwdriver in the corner of it isn't the proper thing. I'm leaving.
Once Mike Malo left, he stopped kicking ass.
Well, when Clayton went with us, too, and he wouldn't get up on time. I'll get down there when I feel like getting down there. Super Queen, we need you. At the place.
When you left Vegas.
5:30 in the morning.
What's going on?
Well, he was back here.
Where he went with us.
That was in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he walked into the hotel room and I got an upgrade because I did that just to make everybody upset, namely Eric. But I get an upgrade in my room. And they gave me a concierge level thing, and there's this bar in the middle of my floor, this beautiful setup. And I took Brady and Super Queen up there, and all the TVs were on Fox.
That's right.
And our gay engineer, Clayton, goes up there and goes, what in the hell's going on up here? Everybody's got Fox News on. I hate Fox News. I hate anybody who likes Fox News. I'm like, stop it. It's disgusting. You guys are pigs. Fox News is for losers. And we're like, all right, we're leaving. Let's get out of here. We get in the airport or in the elevator. And what is Clayton, like the first thing he does in the elevator? Come on.
That was way too loud.
Smells like Oscar. Smells like my man Oscar. You smell that? That's Oscar said goodbye to me this morning before we left on our airport. We were in our plane, and Oscar said, I got to give you one before you go. And you just got a little taste of my rapture last night. God damn it, Clayton. And that was the last time we ever traveled for the show with equipment. Prior to that, it was in Vegas, and they're like, you don't need an engineer. You got Toledo. And I'm like, he's no engineer. He can break a seatbelt in a car. He's no engineer.
So you had to bring Clayton with you?
So the next time we did, because we went to Vegas. And
we went to Miami and brought him.
We're setting it up, and it's 5:30, 5:45. It won't connect. We finally go on the air. It connects, it disconnects, it connects, it disconnects. And I'm like, that's it. See you guys. And like, what?
Blackjack.
I'm like, I'm done. We're done. I'm going to go down to the casino.
Hey, JG, check your email. I'm going to be sending you a show.
Actually, it was like, I'll just be sending you clips, old clips. I'm like, that's it. If they don't want to send anybody, we don't do the show. So That said, I'm not getting on a spaceship for 3 days with nobody also, qualified
Brett,
to fly
that,
it.
That was under the Chuck regime, just to be clear.
Well, no, it was just under the transition because I had to call Trip and go, I'm not normally this difficult.
Oh, right.
But if the thing doesn't work, I'm not going to sit and struggle for 4. And the engineer that we had up in Vegas, really, you guys are leaving? Like, yeah, this doesn't work.
That's right. It wasn't Clay. It was a local guy.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do? Well, I can get it working. Yeah, but not when the show starts.
Give me an hour.
Yeah, no. Later.
We're on for our last break.
This should have been done yesterday. Well, you didn't send anybody. My point exactly. Bye. But I'm not getting in a SpaceX spaceship with you three morons floating around. First off, I don't want to spend that much time with anybody. I don't want to spend
a sense of adventure
trapped in a recliner.
Three days.
It would be like being a hostage at the Lazy Boy store. And space is cool and all. But I'd rather get probed. At least the aliens have a pilot. Well, it's all automated.
You're assuming.
Right. The last thing they didn't even trust those Waymo cars without a guy in it for a while.
Yeah. Well, until they were falling asleep and still hitting people.
Yeah, they were running folks over because it didn't work right. I don't trust the third or fourth SpaceX flight to go, all right, now it's good to have everybody in there and have no pilot in charge. We'll do it from the ground. Okay. Well, I hope you've got one of those good big supersized Honda generators in case the power goes out down there, Houston. SpaceX, does anybody up there know how to work the intercom system?
Anybody go to Mesa High? Anybody know how to hotwire?
Jason, we're on the ship. Over?
You don't have to say over, Jason. Just, I don't know why Barack Obama's down there in Houston, but here we are. Hit the little red button on the right.
There's like 16 of them. We're going to die, aren't we?
I'm not going to lie to you, Jason. It's not looking good for you.
You're right. It's over.
Tell you what, we lost power down here, and we thought it was all automated, so we never hired a guy to fix power. Enjoy space. You're going to see a lot more than you thought.
Are we going to land early?
You're going to land, but not on Earth, probably.
Depends on your definition of land.
How much do you guys like the moon?
A lot. Well, pretty much a lot.
Left. You're pretty much just, if everybody leans in their recliner, it's going to go over there. You're at the mercy of gravity.
So nobody's flying this thing.
No.
It's like Larry down on the ground with his drone joystick.
Exactly right. Somebody's flying it from the ground.
It's a drone spaceship for 3 days. I'd be all over the SpaceX. Shoot me up there. And then we all plummet back to Earth. The moonshot at Disneyland and that, I'd do. I'm not. And the bigger thing is I don't want to spend time with three other people. That's like having house guests for 3 days. I don't want house guests for a day, let alone three strangers. Brady, you'd love it. You'd probably bring like extra snacks and get to know, have new friends. I'm not interested in that.
No,
I don't like people enough for that.
I want the quick, okay, there's space. Yeah. Cool, amazing.
You're not
back
amazed
down
by space. I would go, like, I look at it like blackjack. I don't want to play blackjack with strangers because I don't know your financial situation. And I don't want to get blamed for you not being able to make your house payment.
Yeah,
because if I make the wrong move, and I know the moves of blackjack, but if you had something else in mind, because I got yelled at by some guy once because I made a
third base.
No, he was third base. So it's changed everything I got to do. What you just did changes what I got to do. I'm like, sorry. It's like a $25 bet. This is ending you.
Up there. Yeah.
I won't play with other people. So if it's the four of us playing blackjack, fine with that. Yeah. The second a stranger sits down, I'm like, we're done. I'm leaving. I don't want to play with strangers. I won't play craps for that reason. There's too many idiots. I like a group of people I know, but I still don't want to go to space with you. So if I'm not willing to sit at a blackjack table with three strangers because they drive me nuts, imagine how awful it would be after the first hour or two of space going, Jesus, all starting to look the same. Are we going to see anything new? No, why don't you just kick back in one of these recliners we're going to be in for the next three? And they're not allowed to shower. They have to share a single toilet. I'm so out. So, first dude that drops a deuce on the SpaceX, how badly would you want to just beat? And you'd do it. You poop 5 times a day.
You'd have to.
No, you wouldn't. It's called the sphincter.
He'd be up there giggling, too, though.
Yeah, I just took a huge space deuce.
John, keep in mind, not only no engineer and no pilot, they also went 100 miles further than the space station.
Yeah. Yeah. They're out there.
So they waved at him as they went by.
Yeah. Well, that'd be neat. I'd like to see the space station, but with people I knew. What if you got a guy next to you who's a chatterbox? It's like being on a plane to Chicago for 3 hours with somebody who talks the whole time.
Only pilot I'm going up to space with, John, is that Scully dude that landed the plane there. And I don't know if he can fly in space, but I'm going with him.
You made me think.
I wonder if they did pre-qualify. Like they got the three together.
Match.com.
Well, no, they had the train together.
Didn't they space shuttle Ed or what?
Because if there was, you know, you're not getting along with someone right off the bat, you're not going up.
They didn't even have like any training. They didn't even like training.
That's what I was wondering.
They put them through a couple of physical tests, but I don't know.
They did that spinny thing.
Yeah, the G-force thing.
Yeah.
Is that for Moonraker?
I think so.
The one where they... I don't even know if they went through a ton of that. They just have to check them out to make sure they don't die. But man, sitting in space for 3 days. I didn't know it was a three-day trip. Maybe once around the Earth, I'm good with strangers. I'd go on like a cruise is bad. Have you ever been on a cruise, you know? And that's what people, you're trapped on a boat with a bunch of rubes. The last thing you want to do is make friends. Ugh.
What about, I mean, the thing that went up, the Elon Musk's with Bob and Doug McKenzie, Bacon?
Yeah.
Let alone when they landed, how long they were in there before they could even open the...
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with...
Capsule was like 12 hours.
At least we're home. I can tolerate sitting on the tarmac with you, but I don't want to spend 3 days...
But that's so they don't
with...
get the bends, right? Or something like that?
Yeah.
Space sickness?
Reacclimate. Again, I've known all you guys for years and years. The last thing I want to do is spend 3 days with you trapped in one room. The last
There's
thing.
Nobody I want to spend three nobody. Days trapped in a room with. Wife, I love Medea. Don't want to be anywhere near her for 3 days
you
straight.
You need time by yourself. Absolutely. Wife, I need my own bathroom. Yeah. That sounds awful. Space I want to see.
You knew this was
People
coming.
Don't. What is it?
What blankets are out?
Uh-oh.
You guys have no clue what you're talking about. Stick to jokes.
Oh, sorry, Neil Armstrong. We didn't realize.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, the fact
space.
That as far as the droning part, maybe.
I don't know. He's not
You're
specific.
Right.
They
drone. Which makes my point, douchebag. I don't want to be in a situation because I know I don't know what I'm talking about. And if it goes wrong, and I'm saying, well, they can control it from the planet. Really? Based on what, sir? What last tragedy was averted in a space drone from down here? Oh, it's never happened, so it's due. I don't want to be on there.
They've worked some stuff out with
what,
the
Brady? Name
Brady.
It. What?
No, with the
what?
Rover.
No, just give me an example.
Rover, you know, the little they've run into problems with that.
Sure.
And there's also not four humans on Mars.
Right. There's not four
I know, that's
citizens.
What I'm saying, but I'm talking about the drone part of it. They're fixing it.
Sure.
From
drone technology
down there,
is good, but like you just said, it goes south sometimes. If there were four, if there's a teacher, a billionaire, and a professor and Marianne on the Mars rover, there'd be a whole lot less, it doesn't work anymore
there'd be a
mentality.
Lot less
Brady, there's a 21-minute delay between here and Mars to do to
I don't
want to
hear
control.
Like, oh, sure, they got it all figured out because Mars rover breaks and they can fix it from here. Yeah, but it takes months. They don't have that kind
they
of time.
They keep sending the Voyager longer as long as
Hold on, John. You're bitching about going to space with other people?
Yeah.
Then that's somehow worse than you going to space and getting your a-hole probed?
No, they got a pilot on that one. I don't
see how one is worse than the other. Please explain.
I'll explain immediately. I would gladly get butt hard
by an alien
if I have to go to space in one or the other. And one's like, we got pilots and engineers on this one. This one got a teacher. We got a
doctor?
A doctor would be okay. We got a teacher. We've got a second mate on a ship, and we've got a fat skipper, and you. And you guys can. Nobody can fly this thing if it goes south. Which one would you rather? I'm like, oh my God, whip out that crank and start to butt me right
it's
now.
It's going to be like Ted in Airplane. You're going to be talked down.
But you know already, there's no reason to do the announcement. Is there a pilot on this flight? There's no reason to make the announcement. We already know going in there isn't. It's like saying, is there a pilot on the plane, or like the old joke that comedian says, is there a doctor on the flight? This is Spirit Airlines. There's no doctors on this plane. There might be a guy
and
who's
if there is,
like maybe,
you don't want him.
Maybe a veterinarian who's not quite done yet. You're a doctor on Spirit Airlines. You're a terrible doctor.
It's not like you can flip a button like an airplane and Otto just inflates into the seat and drives you home.
No, Otto's down on the ground. You're already an Otto. I just mainly look the technology. That's fine. I don't trust it yet, but that's fine. I don't trust Teslas and auto cars now because they'll go haywire every once in a while. One just smashed in the back of that truck in Texas is like, wasn't supposed to be there, so it wasn't on my map. Didn't really read it.
Well, you know, our cars now. I mean, anything past 20 in the early 2000s, they are so computerized now.
Yeah.
We trust them every day. I mean, really,
I still drive
happen
it.
On yeah. that.
But you're still controlling the steering wheel and, you know,
yeah,
and the speed brake pedal. And
but if the power steering were to go out, I mean, everything's
but that's been a problem way before that.
Sure.
You could have lost power steering and then you don't have power steering. I had a car without power steering.
I did too.
You can drive a car without power steering.
It sucks.
If all of a sudden you're in a car And the navigation that's guiding you, and you don't have any say, says, I don't work anymore. And you don't have steering capabilities. Now what?
Yeah.
Or if you're sitting in that car saying, hey, I have no idea how this works, but everybody pile in and I'll program us to go somewhere. Would you get in there? Would Probably you get not. In a Waymo where the guy's like, I don't know how any of this technology works, but it's evidently it's going to get us over to Tempe
Here we go.
No. No. I trust the technology to get me there, but I'm not spending 3 days with strangers. The bigger thing is hanging out with three other people in a recliner for 3 days. That sounds terrifying.
I'm just so scarred from your scenario that anytime if I got invited to a space where I'm like, wait a minute, there's probing involved.
Good. I know that. You hate the idea of probing.
Holmberg's behind this,
even though
me.
You're like volunteering, you're getting probed by a doctor like within the next couple days.
Yeah.
You can't
That's my
wait
space
to do
ride.
That. You love that. And you don't even get a space. You pay for that. At least give me a ride in space if you're going back there.
Sarah's message over. Encourage this flight. Canceling out idiots will make the world a better place.
I don't disagree with that. And think of women. I love when guys use that argument too. Nobody's probing me, man. That's
right.
All we do is try to shove it in a girl, the half our size. And probing, man, that's crazy. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. I can't imagine ever having anybody put that in my ass. And meanwhile, that's all you're begging your wife to do for you or girlfriend. Come on, baby. All the good ones do it.
Love me.
We're just training them for when the aliens come back. And all the ladies will be ready for the probing, and all us tight-assed guys will be like, I want to go to space.
Well, you aren't prepared.
Aw, damn it. Yeah, we act like it's just such a we screw ourselves out of anal on our birthdays by making comments like, I'm not taking it. I don't want anything in my ass. Never going to happen. Meanwhile, on your birthday, it's like, how about a little backdoor love, baby? Well, you're the one so against it, unless it's my ass you want to wreck.
John, I'd rather be stuck in a wave pool with Brett Vesely than go to space with Brandon Lee. Or no, I'm sorry, than go to space sign Brandon Lee.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. Sorry. Space with Brandon Lee, the aliens would be like, this is easy. This guy doesn't want to see space. He just likes the probing part. Yeah, I don't get that probing thing. I say it all the time. Probe away. And then when you say it to a girl, it's like, well, you want me to probe you? You give me a ride in space? Let's do this, sister. I'm open to anything.
Brady, I think your knowledge about cars is a little bit lacking. What you're talking about with modern cars is fuel injection. The computer decides the amount of gas that is pushed into the system, sure. Unlike the way a carburetor used to work. It's decided by a computer.
Right. There's tons of stuff on a car I don't get, even before computers. But anything I still drive it.
That was
I still
one
know
of
I,
the things.
I'm the one making it go left, and I'm the one making it go right.
Right.
And I'm the one that hopefully is stopping it, and hopefully is driving faster or slower.
You're in control of the most critical parts.
Moving it.
Yep.
It doesn't go on its own unless I push buttons and make it go. And I know the auto cars.
But you can
cars,
completely cut or just shut off a car now, right? If it's on the.
You go ahead and try that.
What? Computerized, but like when they have the emergency where.
Oh, sure.
They go in, they'll
like
shut a car
like
down.
OnStar and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, OnStar. Yeah. Okay.
I unplugged that from my car. The U-Connect evidently has
How
the
can
feature.
You do that?
There's a little. Box on the bottom corner.
Really?
Yeah. You just have to do some reading, and you just basically you lose
kosher?
Your you can lose your navigation.
Oh,
but there's a tracker on your car. You can take it off. I read about the U-Connect. That's not the same as the OnStar was, which will just turn your car on and off if you want. I can remotely start mine with my phone and all that, but then so can they. I'm not into that. And then I can just plug it back in if there's trouble and say, "Where's your car?" I'm not going to get in a situation where my car is tumbling down some mountain and I can't be found, and if that's the case, I'm done anyway.
Why do I want to be
you
know, found
I don't
at
care
that
if you
point.
Want to find me. I'm going to be a tattered disaster.
That's why a lot of those guys, the preppers or whatever, they get the old car.
Flip Orley. Flip Orley won't buy a new car because he doesn't want to be tracked on his car. He doesn't want his car
off the grid.
Accessed by someone other than himself. Yeah, I don't, you know. That's too much technology. There's an awful lot of it. Sometimes too much technology eliminates things that weren't broken. It isn't necessary all the time to have, you know. Glasses worked just fine. Google Glass was stupid. And we all, you know, the people who bought it, look, you're just a wave of the future. It's the way it's supposed to be. And then you realized, oh, these are stupid. Eventually you'll realize some of the stuff's dumb. We'll never get rid of cars that we drive because guys like Brett and me. My rule is until all cars are autonomous, I'm not taking a chance that some yahoo's going to be in the midst of this computer-driven super lane, and he's allowed out there with us. Because if all the cars are, we'll never have wrecks. If all the cars are on a program, we can go 200 miles an hour, and everybody will be, the cars will just get out of each other's way, knowing, because the cars are the smart ones. You throw Jethro and his, you know, his 68 fastback out there, and the next thing you know, he's mucking up the works of the computer. He's the bug. So until they make him all autonomous or all fly above us, I'll just keep my foot on the gas, eastbound and down, load it up and truck it. Put the hammer down, bandit. So, yeah, it's just a – but the SpaceX thing. I don't even like getting in an Uber because I don't know the driver. He might want to talk. Like, it's a nightmare for me to do. Think about that. Three people I don't know in space for 3 days? Ugh.
John, how soon before you see Brazzers on the side of that flying penis and then they'll film for 3 days and come back down?
It's happening. Porn will get us up there and they'll shoot the first space porn. And I, for one, can't wait to beat off to that. That's going to be incredible.
You're in the middle seat. You have to share the armrest for 3 days.
Brady, I don't like, yeah, if they had it set up like a Southwest Airlines. Yeah. I don't like when the waiter hangs around the table too much. Like, we didn't invite this guy to dinner. He's acting like he's part of the crew. Get him out of here. I don't want three people I don't know in recliners with me for days on end. Ugh. In fact, at the doctor's office the other day, in the lobby, they have like these Tetris-shaped couches, these U, like squared off U's.
You gotta piece them together?
There's two. Well, you know what I'm saying. Like there's an east-facing, west-facing, okay. And they're all one big kind of U couch. And there's two of them. There's one over in this corner and one over in that corner. There was somebody waiting in one of the couches, and then another guy was standing next to the couch. And I'm like, well, there's nowhere for me to sit. There must have been nine places to sit, but there was nowhere for me to sit because I'd have been too close to someone else. Like, you own that couch.
Yeah,
sure. So I just stood over in the corner until I got called because I'm like, I'm not going to – this is inviting chatter.
Boo Radley, you're next.
Brady jokes coming in.
No, here's the difference between oral sex and anal sex. Oral will make your day. But anal will make your whole week. Okay. All right. Brett's sigh says it all. Ugh. Stupid. What does that have to do with space travel? Yeah, I'll look. As often as you try to get the girl you're with to go back door, we have to be a little bit more open to the idea of a space alien probe, at least hypothetically, because you're basically telling your girlfriend, that is a terrible idea. And if we as men are like, I'd take one if the money was right, you have to let them know you're open to it. So they kind of, but more girls every day are more open to that than ever before. Thank you, porn.
What's this you say about a 27-minute delay from Earth to Mars? Sorry, Richard, still gone for cigarettes. Signed, Dad.
He'll be gone. Be great if your dad was up there as one of the citizens in space trying to get further away. But yeah, 3 days is too many. Shoot me up in that big, Jeff Bezos dick. I have a Bronco helmet on it soon. But that's insanity.
He's going to be like Slim Pickens or whatever.
Oh, he's just riding it. Yeah, I read that. And then, you know, the whole teachers in space thing. I still have a little PTSD when I hear that. I just think that's a bad idea. Citizens in space generally is a bad idea. It's like I wouldn't even trust, like, this is the first all-citizen Greyhound bus drive. Like, what? Like, we're going to let the citizens handle the wheel. Like, I'm not getting on that bus. That's crazy. Well, one of them's a billionaire. I don't care what he does. He shouldn't be driving the Greyhound. Is there no training for this? And I love
it. The next couple of years will be interesting because they want to build that giant space station.
Well, they can do that without me. But I don't want, you know, regular people shooting up there. I want well-trained people who know how to build and put things together in space up there. It doesn't make sense to shoot us up. It's the entire flaw in the premise to that asteroid dying movie.
Send some welders?
Yeah. Roughnecks. Remember that one? What was that movie?
Riggers.
Armageddon.
Yeah, they sent – all right, set it down. And don't look at Brett when you say it. And it's, well, Brady does Kegel exercises to try to see Brett's face over the computer screen. Yeah, they sent – oil riggers to space because they're better at drilling than astronauts who could just be trained to drill. So they trained oil riggers to be astronauts rather than astronauts to be guys who can drill into a meteor.
Not only that, they trained them in record time.
And it's like the montage was incredible. And what happened? Total disaster. Because you should have had some.
Broke.
You should have had some smart astronauts, but nope. That movie's so bad. That might be the worst blockbuster of all time. Armageddon.
Save the world, though, man.
Pearl Harbor, Armageddon. I think Michael Bay holds them all. Pearl Harbor, Armageddon, Mighty Joe Young. And maybe Anaconda. And Species.
Transformers.
Congo was bad.
Congo was terrible. But I think it stands out as Armageddon having the most unbelievable. Well, the Fast and Furious movies are pretty awful, too.
First one's okay.
First one's pretty good. At least they started strong. Yeah. That Armageddon movie, I sat and watched that, and then people were like, this is amazing. Steve Buscemi's got the space crazies. Can you imagine? Like, what is going on in everyone's mind that this is acceptable? This is not insulting
you. They took an ATV to an asteroid, right, and it bounced.
Full of guys from Houston. Roughnecks. These roughnecks know their way around pretty much everything.
Long shot.
No, they don't.
Thank you for not using Brady's word.
I won't. We could use them in space, I think. Really? You don't think it's easier to just train some astronauts to do their job? Nope. Train them the inner workings of how to make space travel and stuff like that better. And we've only got a couple of days. Like, I think the astronauts are a better idea. Well, why don't we put that nuclear bomb on it. Steve Buscemi space crazy. Was Armageddon the one with the Aerosmith song, too?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, I rest my case.
Diane Warren. Worst, don't want to miss a thing.
Worst blockbuster
I cried
ever.
So hard.
And his daughter was in the movie, too.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
Yeah.
Because her dad, Bruce Willis, and her fiancé, Ben Affleck, were two riggers headed up to that rock.
Their chemistry was amazing.
Unbelievable. All three of them together. Ooh, and that Bruce Willis wasn't sure if that Ben Affleck should marry that Liv Tyler or not. And then, I don't know, it's a toss-up. Pearl Harbor and Armageddon. Those are the two worst. I mean, Pearl Harbor, you have missed the point more with Pearl Harbor? Like, it's like making a movie about 9/11 and focusing in on
side story.
Yeah, the side story of the girl from Subway.
The attack scene was good.
The attack scene was incredible.
Yeah,
but that's it.
That was pre-written.
Right.
Like,
right.
There was no work
that
to
was
be
pre-ordained,
done.
Yeah.
Somebody else already gave you that material. The working around it. I thought we were going to get a movie about the war. Not two people who didn't really exist ending up in China somehow. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, there were some real true stories that were pretty amazing that you could have spun it around to the people that were there.
Of course there were. It's an American super story. Like, every single aspect of that thing is interesting. Nah. Where I went to the premiere, I think you were at that too, with that World War II veteran. And people were crying, and I'm like, this is not Saving Private Ryan. This movie's horrible. There's a veteran here. Yeah, and this is the worst thing he's ever been through. He was in Pearl Harbor. Yeah, and that's better. He'd rather go back to the real Pearl Harbor than watch the movie again. The only thing worse than Pearl Harbor, the act, was Pearl Harbor, the film. I talked to the guy after. I'm like, where were you? He goes, I was on the hull of the SS Arizona. I'm like, no kidding. And I wish I would have gone down with this ship rather than seen this pile of garbage. Like, I'm with you, old man. Let's go grab a couple of beers and talk about the Japanese. He'd love to do that. I love talking about them. Oh, baby. I still got a sword from one of them. Did all of you guys get swords?
Yeah.
Because every one of you there.
There's a lot of them.
My grandpa was like, two of my friends have swords. My grandpa did World War II in Australia and New Guinea. This is the thing about, we talk about, maybe this is inherent in me going back to the SpaceX thing. My grandpa was an airplane mechanic in World War II. You know what my grandpa never did? Fly in a plane. He was scared to death because he saw how they put them together.
I'll be honest, Brady and I took a trip in that bomber.
Oh, man.
And
don't blame him.
I knew it.
Yeah.
It's like paper thin. It is so thin in those things.
When you'd see that first bullet go through that little. Oh boy.
Yeah.
And those bullets weren't small.
No.
Those aircraft ordnance were big.
I have great guilt with my grandfather. He died in 2005, and the things he loved the most in life were talking about war and the White Sox. And I got the shell casing from the only bullet he fired in World War II and his Sox hat. And my puppy Sheila ate his Sox hat within like 3 days of me getting it.
Oh, no.
And it was like, it was his old like ancient socks hat he had for years. And
when
years.
Did you break that news?
I didn't tell him. Everybody's to the grave with that one. Grandpa was dead anyway. He wouldn't have cared, but my grandma would have hated that. She came out here and visited 10 years later. I guess it wasn't. It was probably about 8 to 10 years later.
Jen, do you still have Bill's socks hat?
Oh, yeah, tucked away, Grandma. It's in a box, tucked away.
Do you ever wear it?
Oh, no, I would never do that. That would be wrong of me to do. It's memorializing it.
Can I see it?
Oh, I'd have to do a lot of digging there. No, you can't. I don't think it's good for you to see his hat.
Oh, but if you asked, okay.
Hey, tic-tac-toe's on.
I'm like, oh, look, the Virginian, turn it up. to volumes only people in Nevada can hear from here. Oh, that TV was so loud. But yeah, it ruined the hat, and I have no idea where the bullet is. But that's what happens to all your stuff when you think it's going to last forever. Maybe one generation hangs on to it. But every guy in World War II has a sword or a Kaiser helmet. You got a Japanese sword, you got a Kaiser helmet. It's like a parting gift. Your grandpa had glasses and a hat.
And he had a blade.
Oh, he had a blade. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old man at Pearl Harbor had a sword off of a Japanese guy. And they always drag like those last three guys out of Pearl Harbor every December 7th. A day that we'll live in infamy. And then we just keep like, hey, you want to remember your worst day ever? Come out with us. We're going to roll you over to the... We're going to talk about it again.
It's the last thing I want to do. I'm 102.
Come on.
I do it every year. Just rerun last year's. I look the same.
No, we got to do it again. 8 or 9 people are going to show up this year, and you got to tell them how horrible it was. Come on.
All right. Can I say Japs?
No, God, no. No, your heroism goes away the second you say Japs. You got to get woke, old man.
Yeah, these Japs come floating over and they're zeros.
All right, cancel them. I would tell a Pearl Harbor survivor, just say Japs a lot and they won't drag you out for those events anymore. They won't go putting you up on stage to remember your worst memory ever. It's like what they're doing to these gymnasts. These poor gymnasts have to go up every couple of weeks and stand up there and relive their worst nightmare to try to get some sort of justice out of this. And it's tough. To watch these girls.
At least they're leaning heavily on Allie Raceman.
Allie Raceman's great. They're all great. They looked amazing, by the way. Michaela Maroney is beautiful. And they all looked so great, and they're all like these heroes, and they're up there talking with this terrible man, Larry Nassar, who for 20 years did terrible, awful things. But how long are they going to have to continually go out and talk about this? You don't have rape victims tell their story every year on the day it happened. But we do it to Pearl Harbor victims. We do it to 9/11 people. We do it to, hey, it's the anniversary of the worst day of your life. You want to tell me all about it? No. I'm trying to just live. Hey, weren't you raped today 10 years ago? Tell me about that again. Yeah. Okay. No.
Can't you just go to my old tape?
Hate to see what the float would look like in Valparaiso.
Oh, for the Nassar parade? Yeah. I don't think we're going to have the anniversary of the gymnastics guy. What are they doing in court now? I thought he went to jail for like 7 million years.
Oh, he's in jail for the rest of his life.
So they're trying to get committee.
The FBI. Before Congress to say the failings of the FBI.
Yeah, that's right.
FBI sat on it for 8 months, and then the guy that was in charge of the investigation retired and then tried to get a job with the USOC because he'd been talking to them so much.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's one thing.
Like the Catholic Church, they started moving people in and out.
Exactly.
Yeah, that thing's a disaster. Well, hopefully everybody gets thrown in jail. Because those girls, it's tough to watch.
They fired one of the FBI dudes last week, finally.
It's tough to watch those, you know, and because we know who they are, they're like breaking down. But we got to stop doing that. That's got to stop being an American tradition.
Going before Congress?
Just rolling out old people for World War II. And a lot of those guys like it, though. Like they always have that decrepit bag of bones on top of on Veterans Day parades. He's 105 and a survivor of World War I's last battle. World War I? Jesus. He's not doing this voluntarily. You've got a skeleton you've just placed on top of a Tacoma.
We'd like to thank the folks over at Scott Toyota for donating the car so old man Bartholomew Johnson could ride on top of it.
Please get me off of this, Toyota. Didn't we kill a bunch of Japs so I didn't have to ride in one of these?
Stop saying Japs.
Germans?
Whatever
did. What can I say?
I don't remember who we fought. I just know there's a lot of them.
Japs, Krauts, I don't know.
Krauts and Japs. Just get me off this rice burner.
Those are the most clear memories they have.
That's the worst part.
Brought to you by Scott Toyota. Let's say hello to a World War II survivor.
Like, wait a minute. Don't put him on a Japanese car. That's hilarious. Anyway. We'll come up with that. But we'll have a memory one of these days from these SpaceX things with three, you know, teachers and a chef from a, you know, McDonald's cook.
The fry guy.
When that thing finally blows up, we're like, oh, we shouldn't have done this. It's like playing ball in the house. You get away with it until you don't. You keep throwing that ball around like 20 days in a row. We've never broken anything. And then one day, you're going to break something. And everybody's going to be like, we should have never done this.
Mom always said, don't play ball in the
house.
That's
right. And the reason why is because eventually you will break something. Same thing. Don't shoot weirdos into space who aren't trained. Because eventually it's going to blow up and we should have never, ever done this. That day's coming. Mark my words. This guy says, my grandpa has a Hitler youth knife.
Ooh.
You know what that means? Your grandpa killed a kid. Took his stuff. I got one. It's little, though. It's like fishing for bass. I don't know.
Is there a limit on these?
I don't know if you get a weight limit or not. I can throw this one back. I'm taking his knife, though.
Grandpa graduated from Mesa High School.
Your grandpa Red Dead Redemption'd a kid in Germany. Not only did he kill it, he went over and looted the body. I got one of them youth ones. Woohoo! Well, I have a friend who was over in the Middle East, and he said that at one point, the hardest day, and they just talked about it in that 9/11 documentary. Anyone, military age, gun or not, shoot them.
Right.
And he's that included 11, 12, 13-year-old kids just walking around.
Because it only took a couple of them that were armed.
Black Hawk Down, they talk about that in that
guns.
Book.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the movie, but in that book, they're going house to house, and they've got little kids that are protecting their families. With guns.
Military age was like 11, 12, and he said, you had to make that decision. How old do you think that kid is? And what's he doing? And you're like, I don't know. We got orders to take him out. And they weren't pretty orders. It's not something that we were making a big deal out of over here. But those guys over there are like, we don't know what to do. But your grandpa, Devin, he had no bones about it.
He knew what to do.
You see a Hitler youth, you drop that like a bad habit and go fleece him. There's one. That one ain't got antlers yet. You can't shoot that one. Yeah, I can. That's one of them Hitler youths.
Come here, little Adolf.
Do you think he knew? Well, he knew the second he stole the knife off the body. This one's like 8. I got Jojo Rabbit.
Completely.
This one's adorable.
It's got knife pamphlets and...
Yeah. I mean, that's just the worst. And then we brag. I'm bringing this back and pass it down as an heirloom. Yeah, take that, Hitler youth.
Thank you, kid.
He's got his knife and his wall. Look at his little wall. He's got a school ID. I'm giving this to my grandkids.
I'm sorry. Donka!
Give him a little kick. Walk away. You realize you just shot a Hitler youth, right? Well, they're all bad.
Let's go get something to eat.
Ain't any good ones. He wouldn't turn around. This kid was done. Let's go get some grub. I don't know how war works, but I'd be terrible at it. Oh, my God. My grandpa has a Hitler youth knife. I want you to have this. What is it? I shot a child in the war and I stole his stuff. Here you go. It's an heirloom.
Don't you worry about what it is.
We're a terrible species.
But the story that came back, this kid handed me the knife.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We was wrestling on the ground. He come up behind me. And I got the knife away from him, and I throwed him with it. I want you to have it.
Throwed it in, Granddad?
I throwed it. I brained him, too, afterwards. He's laying on the ground choking. I just put him out of his misery. Brained him, throated him, all that stuff. He's a youth. And when I'm Hitler youth, though, not a normal youth.
What's the difference?
I didn't take time to... I wasn't that inquisitive, to be honest. I just shot.
You think we had a lot of time over there?
I fired a couple rounds. Look, there's a bunch of youths. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats today? So hopefully some Rammstein.
Actually, there was one on there. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by our buddies over there at Action Ride Shop. It just posted yesterday. They got a brand new Pivot in stock.
What is it?
It's a medium. It's a Firebird Pro. So
can't wear a medium.
First come, first serve. But, man, look at that thing. That thing looks nice.
Pivots are awesome. And they just changed their color schemes. That's a Tempe company. People don't realize. Pivot is a local company. They're right up the road there by in Guadalupe, right next to our old building. I toured their place once. It's cool. I love the pivot bike.
So they're hard to get right now. So if you're looking for a brand new bike, head on over to see Josh and the boys. Plus, you can pick up your 5-Alarm Blend coffee while you're there. Check them out at actionrideshop.com as well as on Facebook, Instagram, and all the other fun
stuff. Here's the best thing. If you're serious about mountain biking, you're going to put some money into it. So you get like a really Action's got those.
Yeah.
And if you're just like, I just want to ride bikes, they got stuff for that too.
Yeah.
Like Toledo, you got that bike for Lisa. It's a nice bike. It didn't break the bank.
No, no.
It was, and it's, is she riding it at all?
Yeah.
Is she?
We just ride around the, she doesn't want to ride on trails yet and all that. She's not that confident.
It's not a mountain bike.
It is a mountain bike, but not like what you guys
not
ride.
Not like a trail mountain
bike. No,
she
it's
can
not
ride
a trail
on dirt.
Bike.
Kind of like a cruiser
she
type.
Can ride, yeah. She can ride on dirt. Yeah.
And she just goes out by herself and rides?
Well, it's been hot, but we've gone out and we ride around the neighborhood trying to get
on the handlebars or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like Pee Wee.
I want to see that.
Pee Wee's
big. I want to watch you guys do that. Have you guys tried that as adults?
What's
putting
that?
A friend on the handlebars?
No.
No, God, no.
Don't do it.
When did
you tried
do it?
That? Immediate disaster. Yeah, I tried it. It's fun.
Oh, my Think God. About
it. We used to ride to school.
Yeah, I know. And ride to Chrisman and stuff like that when I was in middle school.
Or you'd stand on the
pegs. Yeah. Yeah, the pegs were designed. That's how much our parents didn't care about our health. Put a pair of pegs on the back of that, and you tote your friend to school like a backpack. You'd have a kid riding on the back of your Diamondback, holding on to you.
Yep. Your shoulders.
Yeah.
If anything goes wonky, he pulls
somebody riding
you off
down the bars.
Bike.
It's like the Taliban in their pickup trucks.
Exactly.
Over there.
Yep. Gun. We got 16 people on one dirt bike. Yeah, we tried it about a year ago. Threw a guy up on the handlebar, see what we could do. It is not easy. I remember that used to be just, we'd do it like on the fly. Like Stemmings would just hop up.
No worries.
I'll get you home. Don't worry. Sitting on the handlebars and ride him home. That's impossible now. As an adult, riding with a dude on your handlebars, it's like Cirque du Soleil all of a sudden. You're just, it's like some trick you can't, I couldn't do it. I don't know if the bikes are built for it. There's shocks and stuff and bogging them down with big fat Mark Stebbings sitting on my handlebars. Anyway, the music.
Pantera, Static X, Dope, Shinedown, Starset, Rammstein, Rollins Band, POD. And then somebody hit up Power Man 5000 Bombshell for Mesa High. I actually have that on the wrong line there.
Oh, that's all right. I got you.
So,
because Five Finger Death Punch, Mama said knock you out for Mesa High.
That would work too, actually. Yeah. It could go either way.
Five Finger did that?
Yeah, they did a cover of it.
It's not.
It's not.
It's good. It's
all right.
Good.
Then let's not play.
Ooh,
Blood Feather.
Is that, where's that?
Highly Suspect.
Where is it? Oh, there it is right in the middle. Blood Feather's a great song. I'm a little Highly Suspect today.
Right.
School of Blood Feather. That's a good one. That last album, disappointing. They went all techno poppy. They had a couple of rap songs on there. First one was amazing. First couple.
They just didn't do it the right way. I mean, you look at Royal Blood,
right.
they kind of went pop, and I love that album.
That's their best one.
Yeah.
And that's saying something, because I think that's a great. Like everything they've done, I've liked.
Yeah, because some of those songs sound like The Killers almost.
Yeah.
That's great.
Highly Suspect to me had that second album come out, and you're like, because I had hopes that they were going to be the ones for the future of rock. I'm like, these guys, because Johnny, the singer, is just, I think that's his name, ridiculous on stage. And he's one of the, like, his guitar work was amazing. I'm like, these guys are, like, they're the potential heartbeat of rock for the next 10 years. This and Royal Blood, and you got all these bands coming up that were, and then they put out that next album, and it was all kind of, I don't know what it was. 16's a cool song, but they got a couple others on there. It's bad.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.